Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yay, okay, thank you. Item B, I'd like to move to adopt the agenda for the meeting of Wednesday, October 3rd, 2018.
I second that.
Susanna seconds. Ayes? Aye.
Aye.
Two ayes, alrighty. We're going to move, I'm going to make a motion right now, Susanna, if you would back me up on this, is to move item two, the information and discussion item pertaining to B, the Arizona Merit Assessment Scores. I'd like to make a motion to move that item to the November meeting for the other two candidates can see the results of that test, if I get a second to move
okay.
it.
I second that.
Okay, that's Susanna seconds. That's tabled and moved to November. Okay, and then we're going to continue with item A and the financial report. But I'm going to ask that we move the financial report, item 1A, to above our superintendent's report on 4. If I get a second on that.
I second that.
Okay, good. Thank you. Ayes? Aye?
Aye.
I don't know why I'm talking so loud. Okay. All righty. Item 3, presentation, discussion, possible action regarding the approval of the special education policies and procedures update per Arizona Department of Ed. And this is the one that we did last month. It's quite an extensive packet, and I reviewed it thoroughly, and mainly it's pertaining to policies, procedures, you know, child ID evaluations, eligibility, disabilities, and the due process. And so it's nothing, it's just more specific than it has been in the past. And so do you have any discussion about that?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Item 3A, I'm going to ask for a second to pass the information packet of special education policies from Arizona School Board Association.
I second that.
Susanna seconds. Ayes? Aye?
Aye.
Aye. Two ayes. Thank you. Good job. Okay, item B, presentation, discussion, possible action regarding the approval of the food program permanent service agreement with the Arizona Department of Ed. And that, again, is something we do every month with the vendors. And so every year. And so that's we've done this every year, so it's nothing new. Do you have any questions?
No, I don't. I'm good.
Okay, without anything further, I'd like to move that we adopt the food program permanent service agreement that we do every year.
I second that.
Susanna seconds. Ayes? Aye?
Aye.
Okay, good job. Item C, I forgot about that. We're going to have to move item C to our superintendent's report also because that pertains to the financial report. But there's going to be an action item. And so, if you want, we're going to move on to that after at the superintendent's report. So when we get to that, I know you were driving, you had to stop just for this. So I will call you when that vote is, we're getting ready to do that vote and see if you have any questions when we get to that item. Is that okay if we move it to our superintendent's report?
I would just rather do it now because then I'll have to stay, you know, the way when you're going to serve this stuff. It's moving, you know, so I don't
want
to just wait here, so if we can get to it.
Okay, let's just vote on it, and then she can do the presentation regardless. Okay, so without anything further, I'd like to move that we accept the 2017-18 annual financial report in respect to any questions following, and I'd like to get a second.
Okay, I second that.
Ayes?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Item D, presentation discussion pertaining to the special activity certified contract pertaining to Kathy Daugherty. So that is that certified contract. So I'd like to move that we accept that certified contract for her on item D, if I get a second.
Don, did we see this already?
This is, no. This is it's the same gal, the Daugherty guy, gal?
Yes. She is a new certified primary grade teacher. We had a long-term substitute in the class, and Ms. Daugherty lives in Bisbee. She is a certificated teacher. and she came with excellent references. And so I hired her pending board approval, and that's what we'd like to do tonight so that we can solidify her employment.
It's Katie Docherty.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry?
I second it.
Okay.
Aye. Okay, it's two ayes. Motion carries. Okay, so then, let's see. Okay, that concludes our action items other than our financial report with the information involved there. And so I'll let you go at this point. We're going to do the superintendent's report, and then we're going to have call to the public. And then I will let you know if anything comes up other than that.
Let me know the next school board meeting, too.
Okay. We don't have a date. She said she didn't know we had a meeting today. And so what is the meeting? When is the next meeting? We're tentative.
And the thing is, too, that I didn't even get the packet.
I know. There were some technical problems with the packets. And so... But that's okay. We'll just try to communicate better. And I see my reluctance in contacting individual members is highly unusual. But I will definitely work on that, okay?
My email is good, and my cell phone that you have, everyone has on, I gave it to Donna, too.
Okay.
So.
Okay, will do. And if anything else comes up, I'll let you know, and I'll try not to bother you. But, Susanna, thank you for getting us where we got through most of the action items. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so right now I can't really comment on anything other than what we're doing. And so...
So what I'd like to do is the superintendent report to the governing board. I can email it to Rosa and to Susanna.
Okay.
And I will also email them the date of the next board meeting in November.
Okay. Now, Linda, are we okay so far? Our bylaws, are you seeing anything? I mean, this is not typical for sure.
No, it probably would have been better to keep her on for the whole meeting.
Well, see, she's saying that she can't.
Yeah, I know where she
And so that's why I don't know really, you know, what to do. And so, okay, so we're going to proceed, okay? And so right now we have our action items, and then Yvonne, I'm sorry that, you know, we're not going to be able to touch on that. And so moving on to 4A and the superintendent's report.
Okay, so the first item was on Katie Docherty, so we're very happy to have her on board. And we are staffed now with our teachers. And I'm very, very happy about that. And those second, third graders are receiving instruction now from a certificated teacher, and it's going very well so far. We're up to four reliable substitute teachers we can call upon, and that's up from one that we had. And so I'm elated about that. I would like that number to get to about 7 or 8 or even 10. We do have about 2 or 3 that are in the pipeline. They are in the process of getting their substitute certificate. Having daily subs means that when teachers are out ill or in professional development, that we are not stressing the remaining staff who are here to kind of do double duty. And it really helps those teachers that are out either on sick leave, knowing that someone is there watching their classes and following through with their lesson plan. So we're inching up, and I'm feeling better about that. We are preparing to launch Red Ribbon Week at Naco Elementary, and the purpose of Red Ribbon Week is to raise awareness on the dangers of drug abuse. And there will be some guest speakers, student activities, and information shared with students and parents. And Red Ribbon Week is gonna be the week of October the 23rd, to October the 31st. And Ms. Barbara Conlog is leading that initiative, and that is a passion that she has. And so she worked with the teachers this past Friday, And as the activities go on, I will keep the board updated on those activities. I'm excited to announce that we're having an evening of stargazing at Nakwa Elementary. The event is scheduled for Thursday evening, November the 1st. We're going to have a couple of amateur astronomers with their telescopes. They'll set up in the basketball court at about 6:30 p.m. We'll start at 7 when it's good and dark, and it'll go to about 8:30 at night. And they'll be able to explain to parents and students what they're seeing through those telescopes. It's a pretty nice evening.
No, I bet.
So the only thing that'll hold us up is if there's rain or if it's cloudy, then obviously it defeats the purpose. But it's going to be really nice and clear on November the 1st. So we should be okay. I received a visit from Mr. Michael Kayak. He's the Deputy Director of Administration for Arizona Department of Environmental Quality. So he provided me an update with what his department is doing relative to the work with the government in Naco, Sonora, involving the issue of the sewer system. There's no way around it. Naco, Sonora is decades past due where they need a full-blown sewer system. The likelihood of that happening is minimal, because I don't believe they have the money to support that infrastructure. So they have built up the berm that is behind the track and just across the road next to the customs station that's there. And that berm runs for about 1,500 feet to near the culvert that is just east of the school property. And that berm is serving to guide the dirty water. Once it's treated, it'll guide it into that culvert away from the school, and it'll prevent it from jumping the road. Because if that dirty water were to get on our property, the county would probably close the school. And so he was feeling pretty confident that will prevent that, although it's not a solution. It doesn't fix the sewer system. We had the town hall meeting, the Cochise County and ADEQ were up front about what they're doing regarding this issue, and we're really stuck because it's a Naco Sonora problem. But what I was elated is that this gentleman and his department, they actually are working across the border with the government officials and construction companies in Naco Sonora. And I was elated to find out that they are doing some work on it, and they're trying to address the situation. And the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality is quietly and discreetly working with the government there to resolve and provide some engineering expertise, not so much in labor, but in terms of advice and keeping track on what kind of progress they're making. So bottom line, they need a sewer system. That's all there is to it. So far, it has not affected Nakwa Elementary. That might just be a matter of time, but unfortunately they have to fix that, and it's been a long time coming, so I don't know if they're going to follow through.
Well, here's Abel, I think I had talked to you a little bit about it that night, and that's why you just need to keep in mind, you know, my daughter's going to be 30 years old, and it's been going on since she was in kindergarten with us, Ms. Mott. I said 30-year problem, and in reality they said they had documented 40 years. And so here's what happened. We have a new mayor in Sonora, a young woman. The mayor that exited, the woman that we have now is of the government, as same party as the government, which never happens. And so anyway, this young lady is in there. The other mayor that exited, the money's gone. The money in the mayor's office is gone. He took it, it's gone. So then the sewer, whenever we were going through this before, which it happens every few years, it happens, it's been going all this time, it's spewing, it's It's the water table. I mean, it's still going into the water table. We have to be more proactive about this. It's insane for 40 years, seriously. So anyway, when we got to this, we've been here before, the same thing. But what happened was they got a loan from the World Bank years ago, 15, maybe 20 years ago, and they got $1 million from the World Bank to fix the sewer. And then nothing happened. And so they said, well, when are you guys going to get cracking on it? And they're like, well, where's the money? We need the money. You got the money. The money's gone. We need the money again. They're like, we're not getting the money again. Then last year when this happened, they said, we don't have the parts. We need the parts. So I'm not going to mention any plumbers' names, but he said we gave them the parts. We gave them all the stuff they needed. And then when we went down there the other day, all the parts are still laying there. So we have to designate something. We have to make sure that the money doesn't walk away. Yeah. We can't just hand them any money, you know, and it's to all of our benefit that we deal with this, but we can't just keep throwing money, yeah. You know. And so
I was of the opinion that there was limited to no cross-border communication.
So and that's not true.
To know that at least this Arizona State Department ADEQ is reaching out, and what the individual said is, we work behind the scenes and we work quietly.
Right.
But
I went into Sonora and talked to some people with a friend of mine, tried to have somebody as a witness, and I said, what do you guys think about this going on, you know? And they said, we don't care. We're just waiting for you guys to fix it. And that is what they're saying is that we don't care. It's not affecting us. You guys need to fix it. The sewer, which was backing up into their houses on the other side. So they went and busted it with a sledgehammer on this side, on their side, and released the pressure. And then the houses went down, and that's why it's doing better. But it had to go somewhere,
right.
Meaning here. And so it's deep. We're in deep doo-doo.
So anyway, that is the report from that standpoint. We're working to prepare for a visit from the state officials regarding our Title I school improvement plan. It's an individual that has worked at NACO in the past. Her name is Dr. Meg Cota. And so we are working to address the school improvement plan that we will submit to our faculty, and we will share with Dr. Cota, and her visit will be Tuesday, October 23rd. Today was the 42nd day of school. We have a current enrollment of 312 students.
Ooh.
So it's inching up. Students have gradually been trickling in since Labor Day. We've had very few withdrawals, so that's good news. Of course, I think this is well-worn news. There is no school tomorrow, Friday, October the 5th, or Monday the 8th. And grades are coming out on the 12th, and they'll be sent home to parents on the week of October the 15th. Our cross-country boys team are champions. They won their division, and they went through the season undefeated.
Yay!
Great news for the NACO Cardinals. They did a great job. Congratulations to Coach Hernandez for his work with the team. If it pleases the board, I would like to invite the student athletes who are on the team to our next governing board meeting in November so they could be honored by the board.
Great idea.
So if you're okay with that, I will follow through and see if how many of our athletes can come in. We'll get some sort of
token or something.
Yeah, we'll do something in terms of a certificate or something for them. And I'll ask Coach Hernandez to say a few words. You know, the kids will be here. We have great runners at this school.
Yeah, we do.
So from that standpoint, that concludes my report.
Perfect. Thank you. Good job. Okay, so with the other board member, we got we're going to be able to discuss the financial, even though we already did our budget. So you want to just go through it with us a little bit? I kind of like the other members to be here, but I think we should still...
Yeah, this needs to be approved at a board meeting before the 15th of October is when it needs to be sent.
See, Susan and I already approved it.
Okay.
You know?
True.
But we just haven't had any...
And that's fine.
Right. And so why don't we do this? Well, I can't. I have to call her back to table it. Because it is an action item. I should call Susanna and table it, huh? That item. Okay. Oh, wait, let me see. I have something. Do you want me to go? Okay. Okay. Rosa's asking if she should come down now. That was at 5:12. Let me see. Okay, here we go. I'm going to try. Let's see if we can reach her, and then we'll go from there. This isn't good. She said she was going through the mountains. She... Hi, Susanna. It's Dawn again. If you happen to get within earshot in your range, would you give me a call back? I was thinking, we were thinking that maybe we should table the financial going through that, and then for we could really, you know, go through it whenever we're all here. So if you do get this message, call me back. Okay, thanks. Bye. So, see, Rosa, I was talking to her, but she didn't go through the opening of the meeting with us. So she can't vote because she didn't go through the...
I have a recommendation, if it pleases the board president. My recommendation is, given that the vote has already occurred, and because the minutes are being recorded, to ask Ms. Horton to present her report.
Okay.
With the understanding that if Ms. Orcades or Ms. Ramirez, if they would like more specific information, or, you know, we would need to review it with them individually, we're pleased to do that.
Okay. So right now, we're going to go ahead and put our financial would be after the superintendent's report, so we'll call it B, and that's the financial report. So that'd be good. Okay. Ms. Horton, it's your floor.
Okay. The things that I wanted to, this is on last year's budget and expenditures and revenues. And I wanted to just to point out on a couple things. Just remember the short page that you have there, the small one, that the ABM, average daily membership, went down from 17 to 18. So that took into some kind of consideration of some of these numbers of expenditures, although the expenditures on some areas were up, and I don't understand why the reasoning behind some of these. I know on the federal projects line that shows in the negative because the request for payments was not made in timely manner. So when I do the completion report, that will be reflected on the payment for this year. So that'll take care of those. The activity fees and donations, I believe under that, the funds got posted into a wrong account. So we're going to move that money from the 530 gifts and donation to the tax credit.
Okay, I see that.
Okay, so that will be taken care of. On the top line, where there's the negative, I'm hoping, as I discussed with Dr. Morato, that the increase in students and the current year funding with ADE will take care of most of that problem.
Okay.
Any questions that you might have?
So, like the extracurricular activities fees, that's like our yearbook and things. And then gift and donations, that's when people like give us donations and so forth, right?
Yes.
So, in other words, that 1686 ended up in the extracurricular activities fees when it was actually a gift and donation. So,
yes,
you just had to separate them out.
That does trace a little bit back, needed a little bit more tracing back because of where the revenues were placed, and I had not done that yet, but my gut feeling tells me that's what happened with some of that money.
Okay.
It just got placed in the wrong account.
Okay. And if any of this is confusing, you know, we can always call Cindy Taylor down to help kind of, you know.
Well, putting this together, I have, you know, seen, you know, followed through on where some of the money was expended and could have come out of another place also.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, it's a done deal. I cannot make any more journal entries.
Right.
So to adjust some of this stuff.
It's a lot of information, I know that.
There is a lot of information that goes into this, and the one that really only gets seen is that top sheet, that short sheet, because it all comes from those other 9 pages.
Okay, and then the federal projects were good, because that just money hasn't rolled over?
Correct.
Okay.
We ended up with about $40,000 in the entire classroom site fund, so we have a good start in the 013 fund to get things rolling for the you're working on the Prop 301 funding. Committee is going to be working off of those some of those numbers that carry over. Plus, what we've gotten in this year so far.
Okay.
We've gotten some good news for the federal grants, and that will increase what we're getting this year for the federal grants, so that's a good thing. Plus, the carryover that will be reducing what the negative is there.
Mr. Morado, you have anything?
No.
Okay.
The concern is that big number, that 689,000, in terms of making sure that.
Maintenance and operations.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I think we're relying on the taxpayers paying their taxes, and as you know. That generally happens, it's never 100%.
Right.
And so I'm watching that carefully, and that is something that I'll keep an eye on and review and provide information to the governing board.
Okay.
And I'm elated about the increase in enrollment, because down the line, that's going to be very beneficial from a budget standpoint.
Well, and that's great, but it seems like you can usually we'll climb up and then we'll kind of plateau for a little bit, and then sometimes it'll drop back a little bit. But those are still pretty good numbers. I think last year, I don't think we've been at 312. Right. It's been, we were hovering like about 302, 303, and then we kind of dropped down a little bit, but. You know, that's great for sure. Okay, is anything else? Okay. Well, thank you, and so I'm glad that I'll be able to look at this a little bit better. And so, good job on trying to weed through all of that. So that concludes our superintendent's report and our financial, and then we'll revisit that again next month to our financial. And so, do we have anybody on call to the public? No? Okay. So we're going to jump over to call to the public. And, I'm sorry for the uncertainty here. Right now we're getting right ready for an election, so we'll see what happens. There's so many people running. without anything further, we're going to have a tentative, I'd still like to consider maybe moving to like the first Thursday of the month or something. That would benefit me. But let's talk to the other board members and see how they feel. And then maybe we'll get it on the agenda for next month. But I'd like for it to be something that's conducive for everybody and that accommodates everybody. And so without anything further.
So with, before you close it, though,
okay.
We have November the 6th, but we can certainly move it to November 8th. Or we can move it to November the 15th.
Well, here's the thing. We have to have it on the agenda and vote on it before we can even change it anyway.
Okay.
So
so the 7th would be the first Wednesday.
And then if maybe we can we can talk to the other girls and see what they think. Because I think, what is our elections, November?
Mm-hmm.
And so
November.
At that point, a lot of things might change anyway. Then that way, if we can talk about it and see, and then maybe we get it about on the agenda for next month, depending.
And I'm happy to move it to Thursdays.
Okay. I don't want to do it just to accommodate myself either, but so let's just kind of contemplate that. So if we don't have anything further, I'd like to, I have to get somebody to adjourn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so everybody's here, so I'm calling Sus Rosa this time. No, I can't. She can't help me adjourn because she didn't help me start the meeting. Okay, let's see. Can we? Texting isn't really acceptable. Yay or nay? Yes or no? Oh dear. This. Okay, I'm trying Susana again.
You have reached voicemail.com
5202735. 3567. That is Susana. Hi, Susana. We're going to be in here until we all die of starvation. We can't close the meeting. I'm kidding. If you get this, please call before we can adjourn. Thanks. Bye. I don't even know how to go about this if we don't hear from her.
I think at this point, probably just adjourn.
It's really like this. Pretty, it's total violation. Linda, what do you think? Do you think if I called Rosa?
Oh no, I'm texting somebody that I think
she's Googling.
Huh?
She's Googling.
So what do you think?
I have no idea.
I look right at Yvonne. What do you think? Okay. Let's see. Okay. How about?
I think you can adjourn without a second.
Without a second? Okay, so we have plenty of witnesses here. We're on the up and up. Okay, I'll just say for the record that our member one wasn't able to make it. One is in without it with not within range. She doesn't have service, and so this is an unusual circumstance. But in the event we finished all of our action items, all we have left is our adjournment. And so, with complete transparency, I'd like to move to adjourn at 5:50. Aye.
Okay.
We all agree? Yay! Okay. We are in adjournment. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Dawn. A little rough.
Well,